So I'm Curtis Bennett, and I traveled on the MV World Odyssey on the fall of 2017 on a semester at sea. And so the last night in port, it was like 3 weeks before the end of the actual trip, but it was going to be the last night we were all going to be together in a different country. So we decided that it would be a good idea to go to a Flume concert, which is like an EDM band that most American students know. But he happened to be performing in Osaka, Japan. So like probably 100 out of the 600 students on the ship decided that we should go. The staff on the school, like on the semester at sea, knew we were going. But they didn't try to stop us because there wasn't really any reason we shouldn't go, but it ended up that there was. And so we get there, and the concert's supposed to start at like 6:30, and being from America, all of us assumed that it's not actually going to start at 6:30. There's going to be an opening band. So we go around like 8:30, most of us, and the concert happened to actually end around 9. And we were all dressed up because we thought, oh, concerts in Japan, you know, you wear wigs, you paint your face, and wear masks and whatever else. And we all just looked ridiculous. And we get there, and all of these Japanese people are just wearing, like, normal clothes, like collared shirts, like no makeup, any of that stuff. And it was like a standing room only concert. Which in America at an EDM concert, you just push your way to the front, like no matter what, like standing room means you can stand wherever you can push yourself to, basically. But it turns out that in Japan, it's not that way. And they had arrived like 2 hours before the concert to get like good standing room. And then we show up as the concert's ending at 8:30 and just kind of all like trudge our way through to the front. And most of the students, not myself, but most of them were intoxicated heavily. And it ended up that that was just not the culture in Japan. Most of the people were sober, and we show up and they're throwing cans and whatnot, pushing our way to the front. And then at the end of the concert, even one girl from our trip gets up on the stage, like in her bra only, and like, because everybody got mad that the concert ended at 9, even though it started at 6:30, so that's a reasonable amount of time for a concert. But we get a letter from an American who moved to Japan and is now living in Osaka, basically describing how appalling some of the behavior that she saw. She saw somebody urinating on a sidewalk before the concert, and she talked about how we all pushed our way to the front and were just rude, and it was like a 3-page letter just about all the atrocities that these students were committing, which if this concert was in America, they probably would be normal. I mean, it's still not acceptable behavior, but you would expect to see it. I think I learned a lot from this experience. Because you learn that, first of all, as an American student abroad, you're not just representing yourself. You're going to be perceived as how Americans act in certain situations. And it just was overall a disaster. But that we ended up writing reflection letters through the semester at sea, and we sent her probably 100 reflections from the students. Just apologizing, and she ended up writing back that she was very impressed on how it was handled, and it just was a learning experience, I think, for everybody, just to realize that you need to really do your research about the culture before you go assuming that you need to dress up as an anime character before a concert. But, yeah.